This is the Ethanol Report.
I'm speaking with Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen about the new release of EPA's proposed volume obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard for 2014, 2015, and 2016, actually ahead of their imposed deadline of June 1st. So, Bob, first of all, your reaction to the proposal.
We're disappointed and frustrated. The fact of the matter is what EPA has proposed today is a step backwards. The agency successfully implemented a 13.8 billion gallon RFS in 2013. The marketplace was absolutely capable then of absorbing that much ethanol, and it could today. So going back to 13.2 billion gallons for 2014 and 13.4 billion gallons for 2015 and only asking 14 billion gallons for 2016 represents a real step backwards, and it reflects the realization that EPA has adopted the narrative of the oil companies with respect to how much ethanol can be blended and used in the nation's transportation system. The oil companies say, oh, it can't be anything more than 9.7%. And we say that's hogwash. You can certainly blend more E15. A report that was released earlier this week said that most of the gas stations that are out there today can handle E15 today. There are also 18 million FFVs on the road today that could use E85, and we actually estimate that the total amount of ethanol that could be used in the nation's transportation system is more along the lines of 27 billion gallons.
Well, explain how EPA is still using this idea of the blend wall in order to come up with this proposal for volume obligations under the RFS.
Well, they have adopted the narrative of the oil companies. They are saying that the reality is that the nation cannot blend more than 9.7% ethanol, that there's not enough demand for higher-level blends, not enough demand for E85 or E15, and so they are ignoring the statute, and they are superimposing over the law their own conclusion about the marketplace, which is really not the role of the Environmental Protection Agency. They are supposed to be implementing the statute, not putting the statute aside and saying, we know better. And we think this is the limit of what could be sold in this country. And what they are missing is that Congress wanted the marketplace to drive innovation, to drive more renewable fuel into the system, not reflect how much renewable fuel ExxonMobil wanted to blend. They have so turned this program on its head that it is now unrecognizable.
Well, compare what EPA has proposed for each year and to what you believe it should be under the statute.
Well, in 2014, they are proposing 13.2 billion gallons. Now, the industry produced 14.3 billion gallons in that time frame, significantly above that which EPA has proposed. But they are going off of just consumption. And indeed, we had exported about 830 million gallons last year. There'll be additional credits that will be built up as a consequence of proposal today. But clearly, we could have done more domestically. In 2015, EPA is requiring 13.4 billion gallons. Well, gasoline consumption is increasing. E15 sales are increasing, E85 sales are increasing, and we suspect that the domestic consumption of ethanol in 2015 is going to be significantly higher than the 13.4 billion gallons proposed, and we will most certainly produce a lot more than that. We've been producing at a rate of close to 15 billion gallons all year long. We will again export a fair amount of that product, but were EPA to say, you know, you've got to meet the statutory volumes, We could meet it in terms of production, and the marketplace would absorb it and encourage more E85 sales, more E15 sales, and the statute would be met. The 2016 volume of 14 billion gallons, yes, it is presumably a bit beyond the blend wall and sends a positive signal. But you now have all kinds of RINs or credits that have been generated, and it really does very little, if anything at all, to break that blend wall. And again, EPA needs to read the statute.
In announcing the RVOs, the proposed RVOs, Janet McCabe with EPA said that they feel this is an ambitious but responsible targets. What do you think about that assessment, that this is ambitious but responsible?
I think it is anything but ambitious. I think it is anything but responsible. It is a capitulation to the oil companies that don't want to sell more renewable fuel. In EPA being so timid with respect to the RVO numbers, they are creating a surplus of RINs that will overhang the marketplace and discourage investments in infrastructure and new technologies that this program was designed to promote. And that's fundamentally where EPA has lost its vision on this program. They have never recognized that the RFS is supposed to drive change. They've turned it around to reflect the marketplace. Well, the oil companies aren't dumb, so they will just continue to avoid making the investments necessary to allow E15 and E85 to be used. They will continue to discourage their marketers from providing consumers access to higher-level blends. And they now know that EPA will not come down and force the kind of change that they do not want to make.
Well, I don't think it's coincidental that USDA came out today with their announcement that they would be investing more in that infrastructure to get higher blends out there in the marketplace. What do you think about that, and how do you think that might help to increase the use of higher blends in order to meet the standards according to the statute?
I give Secretary Vilsack and USDA great credit for having accurately identified the problem. Consumers need access to higher-level blends, and that is not going to occur without increased infrastructure. And I am thankful that USDA has committed significant resources to try to help that situation. But here's the thing. EPA had the mechanism in its hand to drive private sector investment in infrastructure. Had EPA simply allowed the statute to incentivize investment in blender pumps and E85 and infrastructure, the taxpayer might not have had to invest in that themselves.
The EPA proposal is just that now, a proposal. We're in a comment period now, and they're actually having public hearing about that. Tell us about that a little bit.
June 25th, there'll be a public hearing in Kansas City. And I hope that EPA hears loud and clear from farmers and consumers and biofuel producers about what this proposal really does. And, you know, it is my hope that we get the agency to finalize something in November that reflects the statute, reflects the industry's ability to produce and distribute renewable fuels, and encourages investments in E85 and E15 infrastructure that will allow this industry to continue to grow in the way that the statute intended. EPA had proposed a rule in the fall of 2013. They received 330,000 comments on that proposal, the lion's share of which said to EPA quite plainly, now is not the time to be rolling back the RFS, and indeed, the agency ultimately withdrew that rule. Apparently, we're going to have to remind EPA again that now is not the time to be rolling back on the nation's most progressive renewable energy policy it has ever had.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.